Howdy, this is Greg Swan in Phoenix.
This is Brian Brady in San Diego.
And this is another Bloodhound Blog Black Pearl Marketing Minute. I'm talking with Brian about his experiences with Canadian investors. Brian, evidently, you've come to dominate the search engine results pages for Canadian investors. How did that work out?
Well, pretty much just kind of applied the formula of timeliness, finding something that's timely, finding a starving market, somebody who's desperately needing something that you can provide, and having the right food for the starving people. And that's what we had with the Canadian investors in the last 5 or 6 months. It was timely because the Canadian dollar back in November finally reached parity with the American dollar for like the first time in 30 years, which means if they were buying American real estate today, it felt 15% cheaper than it did a year ago. The second thing was they were starving. They didn't have any information on where to get a mortgage. And the choices to Canadian nationals that aren't citizens, nor do they have a green card, are limited. And the food, of course, was the blog posts and being tagged right and being steered right towards the certain keyword search terms that we knew they'd look for. It helped that when I called Mary McKnight, she got me submitted to Google.ca, the Canadian Google search engine. But if you go to Google.ca or even Google.com and you put in Canadian investors, American mortgages, I'm typically a number one, two, or three position.
Excellent, excellent. And we would describe that as a long-tail search term, is that correct?
Yeah, that's definitely a long-tail search. And the reason it's a long-tail search is because we're doing the timeliness. I mean, I'll equate this to that little experiment I did with the Ashley Dupree over on Bloodhound. I remember looking at that going, oh, cool, this is a Web 2.0 thing, and it's timely. Let's see what happens. And then, of course, boom, that girl's, we're not going to be talking about her ever again. Her 15 minutes in the sun are done. And this phenomenon for the Canadian investors, it may very well be gone in 6 months, and we won't see it for another 25 years. So the trick is, that's the beauty of the power of the web and the power of web logging is when you see something, a timely event, a timely economic event, and you think through it and say, how does my service offering benefit those people, those starving people? Do I really have food? You can immediately get that food distributed right on the blog and get yourself rising in the search engine for these long-tail searches. And then, of course, gain tons of customers because of it.
But there's more to it than that, though, because the search term will get you the eyeballs. The click-through from the search engine will get them to your page. But if you're not delivering the goods on your page, it's still not going to help. Is that right?
You've got to have food. You can't get, starving people come hungry, so you've got to have food to give them. You're absolutely correct, Greg. I mean, you have to have the content that satisfies their hunger. You have to be able to say to them, here is the solution, 1, 2, and 3. And, I took it farther and farther, and as typical, as typical of my life, I overdid it and started going on Facebook and trying to network with Canadian mortgage brokers and realtors and direct them to my blog posts so that I could become the ultimate source over this time of a feeding frenzy for Canadian investors.
And
has
that made a difference? Has the social media marketing angle of it made a difference, or is it mainly search engines?
Ton of difference. I always think it comes from the long tail search, and about half the people that inquire, half the Canadians that inquire about a mortgage, come from the long tail search. But the other half, when we peel off the layers of the onion, we find out, it came from so and so. Now, the first thing that goes into your head is, who is so and so? This realtor, this Remax realtor in Vancouver. And then when I put down the phone and Google so and so, I recognize, that's right. I'm in her Canadian real estate Facebook group. And so she saw my eyeballs. I got her eyeballs through the Facebook, and she remembered that. And when a client came in saying, I don't know where to get a mortgage, she directed them to mortgagerateswithreport.com.
Very cool. We tend to think, Brian and I both tend to think in terms of direct marketing. We both kind of have a background in that sort of thing. The long copy ad, scientific marketing, going back to Claude Hopkins at the turn of the 20th century. They laughed when I sat down at the piano. But a long copy ad is completely the opposite of everybody thinks of advertising as being something sexy involving pretty young people in bathing suits splashing around in water and then popping open a Pepsi. This is not advertising at all. That's marketing, and it may not even be great marketing. It may not be that useful. But Claude Hopkins was exactly the opposite. His belief was that an ad that couldn't demonstrate that it was producing income was wasted money. And so he believed in long copy ads and tracking mechanisms so that you know exactly what you're doing. And one of the things that I think is unique about web blogging as a means of achieving these marketing, advertising, salesmanship objectives is that a blog post is essentially a long copy ad, but it's also a landing page, as we would say in the internet world.
Absolutely, it's a landing page. It's, you know, come to think about it, I'm chuckling at your imitation of the Claude Hopkins ad. The other one was, if you remember, the matchbook covers. Don't ever get sand kicked on your face again. And you open up the matchbook cover, and it's got, you know, two pages of text and little two-point stuff, two-point print. But it's the idea that you're and his principle was the letter, or in this case, the blog post, makes the sale because you're not there.
Right.
And the idea is that the people read all the way down to the bottom. You've brought out all the negatives of the product or service offering, highlighted all the positives, and if they're all the way down at the bottom, they're interested. And when you say click here for more information, click here to speak or get live information, it's already done.
Exactly. And it's passive marketing in any case. And so in the case of the internet, it may well be that 100 people are looking at that blog post and only one is clicking through, but your investment was the one-time effort necessary to produce the blog post. Google did you the favor of spidering your site and finding all the keywords that you wanted Google to find, and therefore the people who are clicking through and finding your blog post, that was essentially free for you. It was no cost for you other than the intelligence necessary to do it properly. And then it produces income on that basis. And obviously circumstances change. Frankly, I expect the United States government to be leaning on all of the governments of the Big Eight or whatever they call it now, Western Europe and Canada, to despoil their own currencies in lockstep with the despoilation of the American dollar so that the Canadian loony will go back to a previous kind of exchange level rather than being in parity with the American dollar. But right now, it's an opportunity for Canadian investors to come here. And the interesting thing for me is that my presumption all along was that Canadian investors were going to be working with Canadian lenders in, you know, borrowing in loonies and then converting them to dollars rather than working with American lenders. Do they have good opportunities down here to borrow in dollars?
No, I mean, it's not the best of loans. I mean, they have to put 30% down, and the rates are about a full percentage point higher than what an American would get. But here's the best part. They get to transfer the political risk outside of their own home country. The reason that they're a higher risk in terms of an American to American lender is, you know, they don't live here. They can walk away from the property and stay in Canada, and everything's fine. Well, that's good, though. I mean, being able to transfer some of that market risk to the American banks. When I did lending in Mexico, often Arizonans or Californians would say, oh, I'll just refinance my house and pay cash for the Mexican property. And I would say, no, don't do that. Transfer that political risk, you know, transfer some of that political risk to the banks in the home country, even if it does cost a little bit more money. So they're looking to do that, too. The cool thing about it is, too, is the blog post is everlasting.
Right.
Because when the Canadian dollar drops to 85 cents, and it will, the Canadian government's manufacturing component needs that devaluation to come in. Canadians are still going to buy properties. They're still going to buy vacation homes in Tucson and investment properties in Pasadena. So they'll come back and back and back again to that little post that was created back in November and rose up the ranks of Google.
And find a lender who understands how to help Canadians buy American real estate, which is Brian Brady's marketing objective.
Here's the best part about it is you get better, you know, in one respect, you get better as after you write because you have to actually do the research.
Right.
So you have to know what you're talking about when they call.
Very good. Very impressive. Anything you want to add to this?
I think that's it. I'm sure we'll come back and talk about more stuff like this each and every day on Bloodhound Blog.
I'm all for it. Bless you. Thank you so much.